With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The federal carbon tax on emissions goes up today to $80 a ton. Federal rebates will go up to $280 for a family of four or $140 for a single adult. The next payment is on April 15th, and those checks come every 3 months. Those living in rural areas will get more because they drive more and use more fuel. The federal government says 8 out of 10 families get back more than they pay in. At the gas pump, it'll mean another 3 cents a liter. A local parent is speaking out and hopes others will too about a review of a special education program at the public school board. Jacqueline Anders fears rise will be cut as the board copes with a $9 million deficit.
I want parents to know. I want parents to be able to speak up. I want them to give their story. It's not just about my son. It affects everybody.
Her son Lachlan is enrolled in Rise and she fears he'll lose progress if the program is cut.
I worry about him being left behind. He's a smart kid. He just learns a little bit differently and he needs somebody to be able to work one-on-one with him. And I don't really feel that he's going to get that in a classroom.
Rise provides kids with learning disabilities one-on-one instruction in math and literacy. A change in how communities oversee policing comes into effect today in municipalities that use the OPP. Instead of police services boards in Essex, Tecumseh, and Lakeshore, a single Essex Detachment Board North will take its place. Residents shouldn't notice a change in policing, though. Amherstburg is ready to reveal its new draft official plan to the public. It's holding a public meeting at the Libro Center tomorrow, starting at 5. There'll be another public meeting before the final plan goes to councillors later this year. It'll guide policy for the next 20 years. Crews are working to remove the wreckage of a bridge that collapsed last week in Baltimore. CNN says clearing the channel will allow officials to reopen the port and search for four missing victims. A cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and there's no timeline yet for reopening the channel. And hundreds of Canadian stars have signed a letter denouncing anti-trans legislation in some provinces. The Canadian Press says the list includes actor Elliot Page, Neil Young, and Alan Doyle from Great Big Sea. It says legislation presents a clear risk to trans people. It was released by musicians Tegan and Sarah. 3-2 for the Tigers against the White Sox yesterday. The Jays beat the Rays 9-2. 3-1 for Essex over Lakeshore in Game 4 of their series, and that's tied at 2 wins each now. And in the NBA, the Raptors fell to the 76ers 135-120. The rain will end this morning, cloudy and 11 today. Rain tonight down to 6. And rain tomorrow, windy, will get up to 8. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.